eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
And Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. A couple minutes after 5 o'clock. What is up, the Eddie Scazzeri across from me from Radley Beachy Hills? It's 6'1", 210 pounds. Alder. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi, Jerry. 210 pounds.
I wouldn't even know what that...
It is weird sometimes, you know, weighing what I weigh. I think I weigh like 153 now, somewhere in there. It's weird to, like, see someone who looks like a normal-sized human being.
Yeah.
And they're athletic, and then they go, oh, I'm weighing a 220. Like 220.
Oh, dude that's like jacked.
Yeah,
and
just
think,
like,
yeah.
Well, not like even crazy jacked. Like someone who just looks like a man,
yeah.
Like how a man is built. You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
And
like,
they weigh 70 pounds more than you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like what a man would weigh. And I really blame,
how do you characterize yourself?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think if I had stronger legs, maybe I would weigh more. You know what I mean? Because I just feel like my legs are so pencil thin.
They're bony.
What am I going to do about it?
Nothing.
Leg lifts?
You could do leg presses.
Leg presses?
Yeah, but you don't have that equipment in your place.
No.
So that's kind of a problem. Squats.
I heard you could do, yeah, body weight
you
squats.
You should do squats. Squats are good for everybody. Squats and planks.
Yes, and they say the squats, like as a gentleman gets older or a lady gets older, like myself, Jerry, that your legs, you want to have strong legs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I got to do.
Like a pitcher. You want a strong
yeah.
lower half.
I need to be like a pitcher, like a quarterback.
Yeah, you don't
Jerry.
Want to be brittle.
No, I can't have brittle legs when I get older. Then what? Then I fall and it's over.
And you break your hip, you die.
Once you fall as an old person, man.
It's actually
sucks.
Sad. I know. I
yeah.
know. I know.
So what I'm going to do is. I'm just going to pad everything in my place.
You're going to be
put wrestling mats down
I was
in my entire
say, you're
condo.
You're going to have that gym floor, the
yeah.
rubber floor.
Yeah, the rubber gym floor, or like
perfect.
How gymnastics has those
yes.
really, really thick mats for people to do flips
and
on.
You know what the beauty of you is? You can.
I could do that.
You're single, and if you want to live in a gym matted floor condo, you
it.
Can do that.
I'll do that, Jerry.
And that's awesome.
And I'll wear like those football pants with the hip things in them.
That's a bit
really
much.
Protect myself.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to do that.
And I'm going to put the eye black on in case it gets sunny in my place.
Jackass.
Going to do that too. Jerry, I see there's so many interesting media notes today
there
on
are.
My show sheet. Well, one of them, the New York Post, there's two articles. The New York Post wrote an article, and then they incorporated the Andrew Marchand athletic report on who's going to replace John Sterling. And there are currently these two newspaper and the Athletic say there are four candidates,
yeah.
Jerry.
Same four from a while back, actually.
There's Justin Shackle, who's Ben John's main backup guy, right?
Who, I've got to be honest,
quarterback.
I know he's trying out every time he basically does a game, essentially. If it's me, I'd be ticked off.
Me too.
I'd be like, what the hell am I doing backing him up every time he's been sick? Now I have to try out again?
It's kind of like in the NFL, like your main quarterback goes down, your backup.
Mm-hmm. And then they sign someone else.
Yeah, your backup goes like 6-1, and then they're like, we need a veteran in here. What?
I know.
Because they got Justin Shackle, you got Emmanuel Barbari.
Mm-hmm. Who's backed up Justin.
The backup to the backup.
Yeah.
Ryan Rucco has been named.
Now, Ryan makes sense because he has done a lot of games on Yes.
What does he do
where
now?
Where Ryan doesn't make sense is Ryan has a big ESPN contract.
Oh, okay.
The Yankee job is prestigious. It's the New York Yankees. I cannot imagine, though, being the... I mean, he's like the number two guy to Breen now at ESPN, which is... And Mike, while I think still has a long way to go, is also significantly older than Ryan is. So at some point, Ryan's in line to be the main guy at ABC/ESPN. I find it hard to believe you would give that up to do the grind of a baseball season on the radio, especially when you're already getting, I don't know what the number is, I would guess he's already getting 40 games on Yes to do Yankee games, plus Yankee spring training games. To me, he's got the best of both worlds already. I actually, if it was me, I'd eliminate Ryan Rucco from consideration.
All right, so right now Justin Shackle's going, that's what I'm talking about, Jerry Rucco.
Well, I'm looking at it from Ryan's perspective.
Okay.
Again,
that's a good point.
It's amazing, but he already does Yankee games, and he's in line to be the face of ABC Sports.
The fourth name is Brendan Burke.
Which is another interesting one.
Who's Brendan Burke?
Brendan Burke does the Islanders on MSG. He is also the number two guy on TNT to Kenny Albert for the NHL's national coverage. It's pretty, I mean, that's a big job. But his dad covered the Yankees. He grew up a Yankee fan. That one is a little interesting to me.
I'm going
to
ask you a wild question, Jerry.
Okay.
You're someone in the business. I'm in the business.
Yeah.
Eddie's in the business. Maybe this is a roundtable discussion. What do you think, if you are the agent for one of these guys,
yes,
what do you expect that job to pay? Full-time play-by-play radio of the New York Yankees. I'm not even sure I could ballpark it. I could be off by hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm going to throw out a figure, though, for you just to get this started.
Yeah.
$400,000.
I was going to say $350,000.
Okay. What would you guess?
I was going to say $400,000 also.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm getting that from. Totally random.
Mm-hmm.
Other than I always feel like I ballpark everything starting in that at a prestigious, prestigious job. That's what I'm guessing.
I come up with my number on the basis of $2,000 a game plus spring training, travel. That's where I come up with $350,000. $400,000 sounds good
number.
To me. Yeah. Pretty good. I would agree.
That's pretty cool.
Well, it's great. It's the play-by-play man of the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Like, what'd you think it was going to pay? $25,000?
I always just think what's funny with some of these jobs in my head, I'm like, that really just feels like a half a year job.
It's longer. Yes and no. You are definitely off November, December, January. But like mid-February, you're making trips to Florida. You are doing games on weekends on the radio. So it kind of starts mid-February, and with the Yankees, it usually goes into at least mid-October. So it's a little more than half the year, but you're right. It's not a full-year job, but they get very few weekends off in the summer. They get very few, if any, Friday nights off unless they take them off. Like, it's a grind of a job.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And as you've said on here, that's a tough job for a married man with kids.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah. I
mean,
because
you're just gone so much.
Listen, it depends on what your relationship is and what kind of time you have. If your kids are young enough, I suppose, where they're not in school yet and you can spend the mornings with them. Right. So if you have the Yankee job, I would think if it was me, for a 7:05 first pitch every night on a regular basis for home games, I would think you got to be there by 4:30. A good solid 2.5 hours prior. You got to make sure you're there on time, just in case there's traffic. You give yourself some wiggle room. That means if you're living in central New Jersey, like I remember Kevin Burkhart lived down in Brick at the time.
Wow.
When he was when he was doing SNY, he was leaving at 1:30 and getting home at 1:30 in the morning. So it's a long day. It's a lot of commuting, but his son was young at the time, not in school. He used to tell me how he would spend 7 a.m. to 1:30 with him every day. So you can make it work. The problem is if you've got kids that are in school and they don't get out till 2:30, 3, you never see them, like ever, except on the weekends for a few hours. I don't know. Eh. And then if you're the wife, your husband's constantly on the road, constantly in hotels, doing God knows what, God knows who, maybe nothing, but that thought's there.
Well, it was funny because we always had heard about John Sterling, how he's this eccentric guy. How are you not? You know what I mean? With that type of schedule, how do you not become somebody who's like a regimented person?
Who didn't miss a game for 5,000-something games. Think about that. Every 4th of July, every Labor Day, every Memorial Day weekend, he's there. It's a tough job.
Yeah.
It's a prestigious job, but it's a tough job.
The article, the reports also say, Jerry, that a decision will not be made until after the season. So we had a full season of tryouts.
But that's interesting, cool, though. But do we need tryouts? Like, yes. Brendan Burke did Yankee games last year. We know what he is.
I feel like we now are in evaluation phase. We weren't then.
Go back and listen to the games. The guy's on national TV twice a week. He's done Islander games. Do we need to hear him do another Yankee game to make a decision?
If you're Justin Shackled, you walk in the office and go, what are we doing here? take that kind of stand, like you're very confident.
Only if I found out Brendan Burke wasn't interested.
I'd call Brendan Burke. You're not going to do this. You got the ESPN thing.
I wonder if those two are friends. Probably about the same age. They're both young.
If I'm one of those guys today, I'm with you. I'm like, this Ryan Rucco, he ain't going to take it. So that's the one I could eliminate one dude.
I'm not saying he would or he wouldn't. I'm saying I'm trying to think of it from his perspective. I don't know that I would. I don't know. Doesn't seem to make sense to me.
All right. Well, that's interesting, Jerry. I'm looking forward to following this all summer long.
When someone writes about it.
And if I hear any buzz around the building, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
The Yankees did finally win a game, Jerry. They lost 3 straight, but they won yesterday. And now we got no Mets, no Yankees tonight, I'm seeing.
Correct. Quiet night. Tonight should have been the NFL draft.
That would have been perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet night tonight.
Instead, I think you get Knicks Sixers on Thursday night with the NFL draft.
Next week?
I think so.
Because Knicks Sixers start Saturday. Islanders Carolina starts Saturday, and then the Capitals Rangers start Sunday.
I just want to see the layout of the schedule. I'm pretty sure I have that right for next week. Yeah, 7:30 game 3 in Philly next week.
So how about this? You watch the Knicks, and they just put the scroll on the bottom.
Well, you know my theory.
NFL
I think
draft.
The NFL draft is a waste of time.
Yeah, me too.
I am not watching the NFL draft. Just tell me who gets picked. I will watch the Knick game. Not even a thought. But for some people that love the draft, and if you love it, that's great for you, and you're a Knick fan, that's going to be a tough night, especially if you're a Giant fan that's picking in the, I know you can always zip back and forth, but you could miss a big trade.
That's true.
There's a lot of people that love to have draft parties.
That's me, Jerry. I'm going to have a draft/Knicks Sixers party.
What does that include? A piece of sweet potato and some sparkling water?
Some homemade sweet potato fries, some sparkling water, and maybe some ground beef, Jerry.
Well, please invite me.
And everyone's got to be out by 10 to 8.
That hasn't started yet.
What?
That's a pre-draft party.
Oh. Why is it every time I see, the Islanders are playing Carolina, in my head I go, Islanders versus Panthers.
Because the Carolina Panthers in the NFL, I've done it too many. Yeah. I've actually written that by mistake because they all cross. The Florida Panthers, the Carolina Panthers, the Carolina Hurricanes. That's why.
It's confusing.
It is confusing.
Can we just call them the Carolina Panthers?
No, we cannot.
What if we did that in whatever city you're in? Yeah. All of your teams have to be the same name.
Well, we had the New York Giants, Giants here.
That's cool. You had St. Louis Cardinals at one point.
That is right.
That is cool also, but it's very rare.
Like the Giants didn't take the 49ers name.
No, they should have. Who do I talk to? I'd have to get all the commissioners it's in one
not,
room, Jerry. You know what the
happening.
Chances of this happening are? Little, very
zero.
Little.
Absolutely zero. Weren't the Dodgers a football team, Eddie, back in the day? Don't you?
I believe so. Way, way, way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a Dodgers football team, and I think the Dodgers were the trolley Dodgers.
Correct.
To first start.
Does that mean people like not paying to jump on the trolley?
Yeah, the Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers.
Like subway jumpers?
No, to get out of the way so you don't get hit by
it. Oh, I thought it was actually to dodge the fare, actually.
You could be right, but I'm not sure.
No, yours makes more sense, actually, because I did see a documentary on how many people used to get hit and killed by those when they first started.
By the trolleys?
Yeah, because people were just
and they didn't even have phones back there to stare into. Imagine now you really get plastered by a trolley.
God. I suppose.
Back in the 20s when that was happening, there were people walking with their newspapers in front of there.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And whoosh, the trolley just smushed them.
That could have been part of it.
Trolley Dodger.
Yeah.
What about this? From now on, all of the teams, and I have to get all the commissioners in a room. Not only do they have one nickname per city, so like New York would either be the Mets for everything.
But we have two teams, though.
And same colors.
But what about the different teams?
Mets Junior.
No, he's such an idiot. No. Well, the Knicks and the Mets have the same colors.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
I mean, that is in line. Yankees and Giants, sort of, though the Yankees don't have the red. But you do have the blue and the white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Jets are green.
I'm going to start this in the smaller cities, Jerry, that only have, like in Pittsburgh, the Penguins and the Steelers, same colors. That's nice.
Rangers and Giants.
Yeah.
Same colors. The Islanders would be the same colors as the Knicks.
And
Mets.
The Mets, yep. Yep.
So I guess we kind of have that to a certain mm-hmm. degree. Not full, but
not fully. Some places have it, though.
A little bit.
That's all I need, Jerry.
Good luck with that. I know you're looking for something to do. This is part of a great project.
I might start that this afternoon. I'll reach out to Rob Manfred, reach out to Roger Goodell,
mm-hmm.
and then I have to figure out Adam Silver, I'm aware of.
Well, I think he's a little concerned right now with banning a player for life. I don't know that your phone call is really going to make it on the priority list.
Why? That's over with already. He's banned.
Yeah, well,
they banned me.
You still got to deal with, I'm sure, lawsuits coming from the player's side, I would think.
Yeah, do you think this Jonte Porter, he's banned for life now from the NBA?
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to sue them?
Yeah, I think, I would think there would be something. I don't know. I would think you have to do some sort of defense to try and reduce the suspension. Hey, can we knock this down to, I don't know, 5 years so he can try and play again somewhere? I don't know.
Right. If you're in criminal court, you get a life sentence. Can we knock that down to 20 years and then he'll come back out and play basketball? That'd be great. They ban him for like 7 years and he comes back and imagine in that 7 years, Jerry, he like really practices hard and he becomes like this super NBA player and returns 7 years later.
I would think he's young enough to do that.
Yeah.
He is. I'm going to say he's 27. Let's see. So 6 or 7 years would make him 30, 31, 32.
But like
he's 20, he's younger than I thought. He's 24.
24, Jerry. He'll take a 6 year. This is what I'd be like.
5 year suspension. He comes back at 29.
Yeah. I'll take a 5 year ban. And in that time, I am going to just practice threes all day long.
But he's also got to go speak to pro athletes.
Right.
About the pitfalls of sports gambling.
Could he go back to college and get some of that nil money everybody's talking about?
No, I don't think he's been pro already. He's made money.
Man.
Once you make money as a pro, you can't go back to college.
Can't go back.
No, you cannot. But you know who you could talk to about all this?
Michael the Bull Lavin's
off.
That's what I'm talking about, Jerry.